four Manhattans, three gin and tonics, a whole six pack of Schlitz, cheese crackers, pickles, meatballs, chicken livers wrapped in bacon, pepperoni, Oreo cookies, tuna melts, green beans, Hawaiian pizza with ham and pineapple, and Uncle Steve shouting at the blank TV screen the whole time. Now we got it! This time it's ours! They may have won a couple of battles, but we got the whole fucking war! And Grandma just leaning on the armrest of our big brown couch, drooling, lifting a drink to her mouth, dragging off a Chesterfield, nodding her head back and forth. No, no, no. You're stupid, you got no brain, the TV's not even turned on, you're shell-shocked, you're crazy, you're no son of mine until you get your shit together, you hear me? And Uncle Steve ripping his eyes away from the screen, grabbing a liver bacon hors d'oeuvre with a decorative green cellophane wrapped in the end toothpick that sticks through it, tears starting to flow down his cheeks. You never loved me, Ma, you never gave a damn. Why don't you give me a kiss, Ma, just a little kiss? And he bites down on the liver bacon hors d'oeuvre, ripping off the end of the decorative green cellophane wrapped at the end toothpick, and he makes a funny face sticking out his lips, and he makes some funny noises like, ooh, mammy, mammy, ooh, mammy. And he spits the whole thing at Grandma, who moves quickly and deflects the liver bacon hors d'oeuvre with the open palm of her right hand, being careful not to spill even one drop of her gin and tonic. And in one smooth motion, she pokes Uncle Steve's left eye, sending him screaming into the kitchen. But about the liver bacon hors d'oeuvre with the have a toothpick sticking out of it being wolfed down fast and hard by our little chihuahua, Ahab, who began choking and coughing and making the most horrific noises I've ever heard, sort of a wee and me getting on all fours, rubbing poor Ahab's throat, trying to sympathize, trying to howl along with him, patting him on the back until I hear Mom shrieking, the turkey's done, soup's up, dinner's ready, come and get it. My place at the table, sitting, waiting for the squash, potatoes, string bean casserole, cranberry sauce, tuna surprise, corned beef, broccoli treats, Doritos, and oh, the turkey. What a huge, malformed thing that Mom brings in and sets on the table, and Auntie Rita starts poking it with her fork from the other side of the table just to scare little cousin Susie, who's 5 years old and has nightmares about food coming alive and killing her. And Auntie Rita laughs and pokes the thing so it looks like it's shaking and trembling and inching its way toward little Susie, and Susie gets this wide-eyed look and grabs the edge of the tablecloth and screams at this high-pitched frequency, and she shakes her head back and forth, faster and faster until her face is a blur, and her little pigtails slap her cheeks until they're red, and she pulls the tablecloth and her plate and milk glass and my plate and milk glass get jerked into the air and come crashing down the floor, and Grandma says, stop that, Rita, stop that this instant, I'll have none of this nonsense at the Thanksgiving table, and Uncle Steve, still dabbing at his swollen left eye, says, it's Christmas, Ma, not Thanksgiving, it's